Now, how many of you are ready for a challenge today? How many are ready to be called up to the next level? How many of us are ready to work harder at something that we may be working at, but we need to work harder at? Well, here's that challenge for you. I'm going to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hear the word of God. Paul says this, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." First of all, rejoice always. Do you rejoice always? I'm not always rejoicing. I know I should. I know the Spirit has literally communicated to me audibly and verbally in my sleep. "Rejoice continually," he said to me, "and you will ascend every situation." I know I heard the voice of the Lord. He spoke that clearly to me in the Spirit. I heard him audibly in my inside. He said to me, "Rejoice continually and you will ascend every situation." So let me ask you today, are you and I ready to try to look to the Lord, to ask Him to help us rejoice continually? Father God, right now, we hear the challenge. Father, your word says that this is your will for us in Messiah Jesus, that it is your will for us to rejoice continually. So, Father God, we want to, first of all, just confess to you that we have not always lived up to this. Father, thank you that you understand the battle that we're in, the onslaught of the enemy that we're facing in this wicked and adulterous generation, the darkness in the atmosphere that surrounds us. But, Father, we realize this is no excuse, because greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world, and we have the power to rejoice continually. So, Father, I for one repent right now, and I ask on behalf of all of us, Father, strengthen us that we would rejoice continuously, and in so doing, glorify your name in our lives. We love you, Father God. Help us to live in a way that's worthy of our calling.